Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Planet Rock.
The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Well, the clocks have gone 4 by 1 hour.
Yes.
So I hope you're listening to us at the right time.
Because if you're not, you've missed it.
And it's Mother's Day.
It is. So everything's gone forward on your mother.
Oh, I always remember when I was a kid and it was Mother's Day, walking up the rickety stairs with a hard-boiled egg and soldiers for my mother that was like probably inedible, you know, and everything.
Is it just me or did you have any... I used to nick daffodils.
Yeah, but you're a Geordie. I went to the shop with my pocket money and I bought her a little pot of Lily of the Valley.
Oh,
it was lovely.
What a lovely soul.
And she liked that because she used to get Lily of the Valley talcum powder.
What, didn't they? Did you?
Well, she used to love it, yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Lily of the Valley scented talcum powder.
It's funny, isn't it, Lily of the Valley? That generation liked lavender. Me mum had a penchant for lavender. Everything was lavender. Everything.
Rose, petals.
Lily
of the Valley.
Yeah.
Yardley.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those tins?
Bing pong. Hey, do you still have the bing pong lady coming round?
Avon.
Avon, bing pong. Well, the mates are the
What's that Avon product? Brilliant for mosquitoes.
Oh, it's, yes, I've got some.
It's not meant for mosquitoes.
Well, it's flipping brilliant. Oh, the SES use it.
They do.
You can smell them a mile off, like, but never mind, you know.
Yeah, can you imagine the Avon lady going to in Hereford, going to the SAS headquarters.
Hello!
Hello! And looking for the samples and that, and buying the lipstick and that. No, it didn't work, did it?
No.
Anyway, it is Mother's Day, and we'd like to dedicate this show to mothers everywhere.
We would.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
That was Fairies Wear Boots, Black Sabbath. Do you know where the idea came from, actually?
No, I don't.
They were all coming back from a gig, and you know, with the long hair and the hippies and having a good time. There's a gang of skinheads.
Yes.
And, you know, with the DMs and stuff, and they beat them up. So to kind of, as a dig at the skinheads, they wrote the track Fairies Wear Boots.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice. It's kind of like, you know, passive-aggressive.
You particularly when you've had this kicked
well,
out
Sabbath's of
your
year. Well, Sabbath's passed. Yes. But anyway, coming up, we've got our hairy helpers. It's not like a band of Ewoks with a dishcloth.
Isn't it?
No, it's our listeners.
That's what's in my head, dude, I tell you.
No. It's, it's people who are going to help us with their tips.
Just to
people
help.
Like the Hairy Rock Show. It's our lovely listeners' top tips on cooking for us.
So listen, can you do us a favour, right? Because I've got to get this image out of my head. When we actually get the Treco Bay, right, in Rockstock.
Yeah.
If any of you have been a hairy helper, can you come to me and say, Kingy, I'm one of the hairy helpers. And if you're a 5'8" blonde, that might help shift me opinion of the Ewok with a dishcloth that I've got in me head.
I think it's all like Snow White thing, isn't it? Hi
ho,
hi ho, hi ho. It's off to help we go.
Diddle dee 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 diddle dee 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 dee.
Hi ho, hi ho.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Now, Simon, what is the subject of today's Hairy Helpers?
Right, it's Malky Barnacles.
Is that the subject or the author?
No, it's the author.
All right, so it's Malky Barnacles. And what is Malky writing about?
Perfect mash, Dave. Yeah,
sneeze it, you lose it.
How are you, lads? All right, lads.
How are you, Malky?
Now, I love the Meat Feasts book. So do we, actually. It's a seminal work, you know.
I did have Bourguignon from that.
Did you?
Yeah, two nights ago.
Nice.
The froze looks epic.
Yeah, that's damn good. Yeah, Bourguignon. Anyway, We love the meat feasible, so as a present back to you, I thought you'd like to know about the best mashed potato in England.
Oh, do tell, Malky. Do tell.
Step number one, yeah. Peel potatoes.
Yeah.
Step number two, boil them for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we poach the potatoes rather than boil. So you can have a gentle simmer. Boiling, no, because if you boil them, then they're going to be soft on the outside and hard on the inside. Just a bit of technicality there, Malky.
Step number three, David.
Yeah.
Drain them.
Well, yeah.
Step number four, put them back in an empty...
through otherwise.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Step number four, put them back in an empty pan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Step number five, cover the pan lid with tin foil, then cling film.
What?
Step number six, put the lid on the pan and weigh it down with a brick or a breeze block. Step number seven, let the potatoes steam for 5 minutes.
Right, this is intriguing. Now you've got me hooked.
Do this, and those potatoes will dry right out. That means they will soak up all the butter, milk and cream, and mash much easier. Hope you like my tip. Cheers, Melky.
Now, Melky, I must admit, we started off, we were scoffing. I think that's brilliant. I will try that, because I'm always on the quest for a fluffier, lighter, more tastier mash. What do you think, Si?
Look, yes, that right now, fine, Malky. I'll give you that, Barnacles. It's fair dues. No, it's quite good, that.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers. And the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Black Star Raider, Scott Gorham.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
The man with the longest hair ever.
Yeah. I mean, with the Black Star Riders, I always think about Ricky Warwick. At Rockstock. You missed him. He was unbelievable.
Was he dead good?
He held the stage. I think, in a way, the last night, the Sunday night, you know, I absolutely loved Ricky Warwick. Yeah. And then, of course, Blackstone Cherry. It was one of those things. What I love is the age I am now, that's impressed me as much as the gigs I remember, like seeing Black Sabbath and Van Halen at Lewisham Odeon in 1970, whatnot.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Rock and roll will never die.
No, no.
Just fade away. Anyway, I've got an email.
Have you?
The email's from Neil Ulliott.
Hello, Neely.
It's like Elliot, but it's Ulliott.
Oh.
And maybe the subject is Americanism in cooking. Si and Dave. Gentlemen, having recently thoroughly enjoyed your Best of British episode on British seafood.
Thank you.
I noticed that you have taken to referring to the noble bass, a sea bass. When did this creep in? I can't help but notice a huge lack of freshwater bass for sale in Britain. As ambassadors for Britain and cooking, I implore you to champion the cause for getting our own language back. Victor Meldrew moment over. Fantastic show, guys. Check.
Yes.
I don't know. I've always called it sea bass, I think.
Have you?
And I know what he's saying, though, because the Americans have river bass and striped bass.
Yes, and they need to differentiate.
Yeah, but we don't, so we could just say bass.
So we could just say bass.
Yeah,
and he's
could.
Absolutely right, David.
It's ding-da-doodly-red.
He certainly is.
Do you know what gets me Americanism in cooking? It's cup measurements.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I can see it. It's quite good, because I've got the cups on me. It's an American recipe.
Yes.
You have 2 cups of this, half a cup of that.
No, nobody
so
in, nobody
on,
out.
We'll just say locally caught bass.
Yeah, we will.
So we won't confuse the issue.
No, other than you can't catch a pint of bass.
A pint?
Yeah.
Oh, you can, yeah.
Yeah. So that might be slight confusion.
I'll tell you what, if the BBC Thought Police get onto this, there'll be memos.
Oh, they will.
You know, how do we have to refer to the bass? Yeah. Let's just call it fish.
like we're called beer.
Beer.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
But now, the Sunday Roast Amnesty.
Don't. This better be good.
This is from Dave Rose, and the subject is salty soup.
What?
Oh, is salty soup.
it's
written in Geordie, but I'll have a go.
No.
Hello, wah, canny lads. Loving the programme as always. No, I think it goes back to English now.
Oh, excellent.
I've often told you how wonderful my Sunday dinners are. Terrific Yorkshires and crackling. But I do have a problem. Today, I'm doing a big ham in the pressure cooker and I use the stock for soup. Very wise. Even if I soak the ham for 2 or 3 days, the stock is often salty and makes the soup pretty well inedible, even if I put lentils in. Do you have any solutions for getting rid of the salt?
Yes.
I always use a good gammon joint, usually about 1 to 2 kilos, not those chopped up and cut back together again, so-called joints. If you can help me, the whole family would be very grateful. Cheers, me old mates. Keep upright on those bikes. Dave Rose, Gloucester and Royal British Legion rider.
Good lad.
Well, Dave. Simon?
You need to change the water, Dave. Yeah. So what happens is that you rinse it, you soak it, and then I'm going to give you a little tip. Put a little bit, just a little bit, half a teaspoon, no more, of bicarbonate of soda in the water for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave it for 4 hours, change the water, fresh water again, another 4 hours, change the water. Basically what happens with gammon joints is that, and even the good quality ones, what they do is, to get to the curing process pretty quick, what they'll do is they'll inject it with salt. So that's what they do. They get them in big vacuum bags, they inject them with salt, they leave it sat in the salt for yonks and yonks and yonks. Unless you get something that's really expensive and not that readily available, that's what you're going to have to deal with. So, best thing to do, little bit of... Just do that. Just keep changing the water. And what did he say, Dave? Was it a kilo or 2 kilos?
Oh, 1 to 2 kilos.
It's a good big arm. Just keep changing the water, mate. Yeah. And you should get away with it.
What you can do is, if your soup is too salty, it's just peel and throw in a couple of potatoes.
Mm.
And they kind of lift the salt out. The potato's like a sacrificial potato.
Yeah.
So don't intend to eat it.
That's a good one.
Boil down to, so it becomes a... You know, a chowder.
No.
But you know, it's right. It's just like when you do the washing up, Dave. Don't keep washing in dirty water. Keep changing your water.
I'll tell you what else. What else is a good one as well? In the last one, and it gives it a nice, quite nice taste. If you slice a whole lemon, okay, and put the whole lemon in the final change of water, sliced, and leave it. And if you leave it overnight, it'll draw some more of the salt out as well.
I don't know why it's got me fancying a bit of gammon now.
It is. You know what? Yes, I have.
Oh, I have, haven't I?
Because I love that.
Peace pudding as well.
Gammon, peace pudding, chips and egg.
Ooh, in a stotty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know where we can go for that.
Oh, I know. They used to do a great one at Newcastle Station.
They don't do it anymore.
It was proper stotty with loads of butter.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. Yeah. It was like a real rustic thing in a British Rail station.
Yeah, wasn't it? Those are the days, mate.
With stotties and rickets, we were all happy then, weren't we? The tuberculosis was rife.
Was it, dear?
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.